This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of any good tacos looking for work?
Are you looking?
I have.
Or is he getting rid of us, Jen?
Yeah, I know.
No. All right, this
out
is the DJV
in with the new
program.
Yeah.
No. Doug is here with the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schiller. I just ran across, I was going through some old files as I clean out more of the old and bring in the new. And this is an editorial in one of the trades. It goes back to July 5th, 1985. The question was asked by many, do you know many of the people running radio stations? We don't have anybody running the radio stations anymore, so they're going to be asking these questions. But the question from the programmers, do you know of any good talk hosts looking for work? And from the host, have you heard of any good openings lately? That used to be the way that it worked. It's just amazing how everything has changed in our world, and I say that because I think the world itself is topsy-turvy, upside down. Everything is changing, and you either go along and understand that change is part of life, change is important, change is healthy, or you get stuck in the old ways of doing things, and that never is good, never healthy. One of the reasons that we have the stories that we talk about here is because we're interested in getting your reaction, your thoughts are, as you listen to us, you can follow us on Twitter, by the way, at DJV Show with your comments, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen, because we're not here for ourselves. We're here for you. Somebody said, who do you do the program for? I actually do it for one person, and it's not me. There's one person who sits at the other end of the speaker somewhere, who knows who, where. I used to know who it was, but I don't anymore. I kind of just get the feel that there's one person out there who's really listening to us and who really, I mean, we know there are tens of thousands, if not, I mean, over the years, I've been... In the years I've been on the air,
listening. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, it really is. But I've been on thousands of radio stations in my career through this program and the ones that preceded it over the past 30 years, and then before that, individual stations that I worked on here and there for 2, 3, 4 years, depending on where it was. There was an old joke in the radio world, and your father certainly would subscribe to this, Jennifer, because he's an old radio guy like I am. There used to be the U-Haul joke, that you go to a place, you'd have a U-Haul trailer attached to your car, and you move from place to place. That was more the case in music radio than it was when talk became a very important part of what listeners wanted to engage in. The talk world gave you more security if you were good at it. At least that's what I found anyway, and I think most people you get associated with somebody who's thinking and who's sharing thoughts with you, you identify with them. Although I would say for the good disc jockeys that used to be around, it was the same thing for them. It was a personality. You loved listening to them. You just wanted to interact. You wanted to know them better. And that's lost, unfortunately, a lot in the radio world today. But fortunately, there are programs like this where we have our thoughts about what's going on, and we have our personalities, and yeah, the world of podcasting. There's an event in Philadelphia this week that's aimed at the world of podcasting and how it is more in use. We have podcasts for all the programs that we're doing. Go to djvshow.com and find the podcast. It's a whole new world, and it goes back to what I was saying about change. If you can't embrace the change, then you will be left in the dust. We laugh every once in a while because there are some things that I don't get with regard to any more than the ladies don't get some of the things I'm talking about. There's always that generational divide that's kind of fun if you take advantage of it and understand that it's there. But it's when you refuse to change. I'm not going to change. I'm not doing anything. That's when you get caught up in the problems. I think it is anyway. Have you ever see that with any of your parents? Them just not going to change? I mean, we're talking with, and I don't want to necessarily tell stories out of school, Jennifer. Your mom's having some health issues, and part of the problem is the system, and I think part of the problem is her and not wanting to change because it's what she's used to. And I think that happens to people. They get into a certain time warp and they feel comfortable, but you can't solve a problem if you keep going back. What's the old expression? Repeating the same thing is there's a, what's that expression? When you do the
definition
same thing over
of
again.
Insanity. Actually, that's, I don't think the case with my mom. My mom's okay. willing to make changes. In fact, she already has made a lot of changes. And sadly, I think right now the issue is that there is so much frustration in the health industry that that just feeds on some of the anxiety that you're already feeling when
yes.
you're out of place and you
yeah.
feel like your body isn't cooperating. So
yeah.
I think she would be actually pretty happy to do a lot of changing if she felt like she had support behind her. I just don't think she feels yeah. like that.
Yeah. All right. Jennifer, what do we have that's trending that you would like to update us on?
Well, it's my favorite story of the day, and it's a trending story out of California. That's the state that I live in. We're sprinkled all across the country, and this is just a really par for the course in California. We all know that going to the Department of Motor Vehicles is not all that pleasant, right? Everybody wants to avoid that as much as possible. Well, a California Department of Motor Vehicles employee liked going to work because they slept 3 hours a day on the job for nearly 4 years.
Dang.
She was sleeping three hours a day.
Wow.
And her supervisors knew about this. This is according to the state auditor's report that was released on Tuesday. And the best part, the employee still, of course, has her job. Between February 2014 and December 2017, the employee snoozed through an estimated 2,200 hours of work, costing California taxpayers more than $40,000.
And where were the rest of the employees? Why didn't somebody blow a whistle on her?
I don't know.
The title of this study should just be, so the DMV turns out to be exactly what everyone says.
What we think it is. Right. Right. How many? Yeah. The question is,
no surprises here, folks.
My co-host on my local show always asks this question, how many people work at the DMV in California?
And the answer is
about half. The worker who is not named in the report.
He should know about half.
The worker who is not named in the report is a data operator responsible for updating information on address changes and new vehicle ownership forms. According to the report, a typical data operator averages about 560 documents a day. But this particular worker managed only 200, leaving other data operators to pick up the slack, according to the audit. Her colleagues said her work was filled with errors when she actually did it. The worker's supervisors had been aware of her misuse of time but failed to take disciplinary or medical action against the employee after initial efforts to address her conduct proved unsuccessful.
How stupid are we that we put up with this stuff? Really? Mm. Paying for this? And putting up
going and sleeping for 3 hours yeah. on your job.
I do it here every day.
Yeah,
and this was in this report.
Yeah.
This case was one of 1,481 instances of alleged improper governmental activities by the DMV in 1 year.
Why do we put up with this? Why do we keep electing the same people over and over again to supervise the electoral? The electorate is us. Those who are elected are the electorals. And why is it that we put the same people back in office who don't apparently have the gumption? They're supposed to supervise the bureaucrats. That's what they're all about. The people who are elected are our representatives. We're supposed to look out for our best interests. How are they here? Not looking out for your best interests at all. Aye, aye, aye.
And now the question is, now that they spent all the money on the audit, then what happens?
Yeah, what do you,
I bet you anything, this DMV person will still have a job.
Yeah. Unga bunga. All right, let's go to something that will, we're interested in change, right? Change, and not just for the sake of change, but change that is meaningful. Life Change Tea, for example, the proprietary herbal formula of tea that is grown in the United States. The mix is made here in the United States. It's all natural. It's all organic. What it does, this tea that we drink while we're on the air every day, it does change your life because it gets rid of the acid reflux. It removes nicotine, secondhand smoke from your body as well. Kidneys and colon cleanses those. It almost seems too good to be true, but you're not aware of all the chemicals you're putting into your body and the food that you're eating. So you need to cleanse them, get them out, and that's what this does. Visit the website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and you'll have your Life Change tea and other products that are there shipped to you free. There are tons of other teas that are great. This is the one that I'm recommending because it does have the most beneficial effect on your colon, on your organs, on your body. The waste management in your body, taken care of by Life Change Tea, because that's really what it is. You put stuff in, it's garbage, you need to clean it out. This is waste management at its best. Think about it that way. It really is. It's kind of tasty, too, although, I don't know, Victoria, you put any flavoring in? This is
No, I drink it straight. I love it. It just tastes like an ice green tea.
Yeah, it doesn't have it. There's nothing negative about the flavor.
No, it's really nice.
At all. It doesn't.
It has just enough green and white tea in it, in the mix, mm-hmm. that it gives you just a subtle boost in the morning. Because I don't drink coffee, so it's a really nice, it's a little bit of a pick-me-up.
And all of us know who are associated with this program, subtlety is our byword. Everything we do here is subtle. So check out Life Change Tea, subtly change your body, or maybe, in a subtle way. Go to getthetea.com. Can't get this in the stores. Get it online, getthetea.com, use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it to you without cost.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Look for savings in your Sunday newspaper. Available at Walmart.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Kellitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Kellitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here is the story. We were talking about things that you eat and how to cleanse your body with the Life Change tea. Here's a teenager who regularly ate bags of hot Cheetos and has developed stomach pains, surgery, removing her gallbladder. Now her mother wants the snacks that are being eaten by kids and people all over the place put on notice. Lady's name is Renee Craighead, spoke about her daughter's 4-bag-a-week habit involving these snacks that are banned by schools. Spicy snacks tied to gallbladder problems, generally speaking. Doctors blaming the junk foods for children's stomach issues. So, hello, are you the parent? You tell your kid you can't have them.
Yeah.
What the hell is
you're
going to
blame
with
the company? Why are you letting your kid eat 4 bags of chips a week? Like, haven't you heard hello that it's bad for you?
What? Nobody wants to take responsibility for anything. It's somebody else's fault. Lady, get a life. Control your daughter or lose the chance of being a mother. Maybe this is where these are the kind of people that should be separated from their children, blaming the company. Yeah, right. 21 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a war zone. Men flashing their guns and balls. Women looking like Barbie dolls. Wake up, wake up. Hold your life. They're out to kill, out to kill. War zone. War zone.
What in the name of heaven? Good God. Yoko Ono has a new album. Yeah, good luck with that.
Make our day.
She announced plans for a stripped-down LP called War Zone and dropped the first single to which you are listening at the moment. The album will include re-imaged versions of her past work. Yeah, that's something that's in high demand. Why in the world this woman, the only reason she ever got any notoriety is because she was married to John Lennon. She's 85 years old.
Yeah.
And she,
I see her all
single,
the time in the city. She's amazing. She kind of, yeah, she doesn't hobble or anything. You'd never know she's 85.
Well, 85, I mean, just because you're 85 doesn't mean you're going to be hobbling around.
Well,
but
okay. But she, I mean, she doesn't
do.
Look, she doesn't, she looks like she's in her 60s, let's put it that
does
way.
Does she? Really?
Yeah.
This single includes distorted sounds of machine guns firing and animals crying out. Good God. Why would anybody want to
but
listen?
But isn't this... I've never listened really to any Yoko Ono stuff, but isn't this kind of what she did back in the 60s and 70s? Wasn't this kind of her thing?
Yeah, well, this is when she met John Lennon. She was doing this kind of stuff. So, I don't...
So we can blame him?
She's
going to
release a new song every Tuesday on her website, ImaginePeace.com, and on streaming services as well. So, is this another, what's this song?
This one's Now or Never, which I guess was one of her hits from the 70s.
Yes.
I'm being sarcastic.
Loose
right.
Yeah.
But this was a little bit better. Sounds more like a song.
It does? All right. Let's find out how Demi Lovato is doing. She was rushed to an L.A. hospital suffering and from a heroin overdose. Paramedics found her unconscious when they arrived at her home in the Hollywood Hills. She was treated with Narcan, which is a treatment for narcotic overdoses. She was celebrating a friend's birthday Monday night, apparently, in West Hollywood, posted photos of her her experience on her private Instagram. She seemed happy. She's scheduled to go on the road this week for a show in Atlantic City. She's been battling addiction. You both have told me this story earlier. What's her which leads to which? The addiction leads to mental illness, or because she's maybe bipolar and has other issues? Does that go? Which comes first, the drug use or the mental problems? I guess it would be individual.
Well, she was born with bipolar disorder, so
yeah.
I would assume maybe before she was diagnosed, maybe something started happening with drugs. I don't know the full story of it, but she's been pretty open and honest about it. She used to cut herself, and she's had a lot of mental issues, but she's, yep, you know, been honest with all of her fans about it the whole time. So
the fellow who dated her for 6 years, Wilmer Valderrama, who is in NCIS, talked about her and said he was completely devastated to hear about the overdose. They have been friends since their breakup, and so they've been in touch, but it's like anything else. When you break up with somebody, you still love them, so you want to know that they're okay. Much as anything else. But this is not good for her. How old is she? What did we say? She was 26, 27? Somewhere
25?
In there?
Yeah, 25,
25,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad she's still alive, because obviously we've seen people in the past few years who haven't survived overdoses, and she's
so
young.
So is her music that big? She's I don't.
Yeah.
She's,
I know her name,
well known,
but I don't,
on the pop circuit. She's got a great voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. Let's hold a good thought for her and hope she is going to be okay. Demi Lovato in our focus at 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles, along with the Lexus LS. The Lexus ES was part of the launch of the company in 1989. The new 2019 ES is bigger than before, sitting right between the BMW 3 Series and 5 Series. Design-wise, the car takes its cues from the new LC sports car and the Lexus LFA supercar. It's considerably younger in its appeal and now has 302 horsepower. The ES gets a new F-Sport trim and a nice 33 miles a gallon on the highway. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Look.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump addresses veterans in Kansas City yesterday, telling the Veterans of Foreign War Convention that America's vets deserve the best care in the world.
If you can't get treatment that you need in a timely manner, you will have the right to see a private doctor immediately, and we will pay for it.
The president also taking the opportunity to praise the new VA Secretary Robert Wilkie, who was confirmed by the Senate just a few days ago.
show.
An overwhelming vote. The only ones actually that voted against him were all of the people, super lefts.
Today, by the way, is Hire a Veteran Day. A Michigan man picked up in Syria now being charged with providing support to ISIS scheduled to be arraigned in a Detroit courtroom today. The 28-year-old man had worked with the terrorist group from 2015 to last month. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listening, participating, engaging. That's what this is all about. DJV time is 34 after the hour. It's Wednesday, the 25th of July. How do you do? I'm here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen with an eye toward what's going on in the food department. Food news. How to get a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts for a buck. Okay, Victoria. Who's lining up for this? I want to know...
I do love Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm not going to lie. I don't eat donuts, really, but I do love them. Yeah, they're not good for you, so I don't eat them.
Awful for you.
But they're so delicious.
Yummy. They really are. So what's the reason for the $1 special this week?
On Fridays, Krispy Kreme Donuts, as a company, turns 81 years old.
Mm.
And so as a result of that, they are celebrating, and they are giving, if you buy a dozen donuts, you get a dozen for a dollar, a second dozen for a dollar.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. What's the
catch? And then they also have, well, that is the catch. You have to buy a dozen, and then they give you a dozen for a dollar more.
Okay.
But the
other
thing, you get
a police escort out of the Krispy Kreme store?
A police escort?
Get it? Krispy
Kreme. That was all the cops hang out at the dorm.
There you go. Okay.
Well, anyway, they're also launching something that sounds incredibly delicious and, again, bad for you. On Friday, Krispy Kreme is debuting a limited edition donut. It's a glazed confetti donut, and it's birthday cake flavored dough, and then it's topped with sprinkles and then glazed. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Good.
Of all, like, the just junk food that I would eat, I would try that.
Uh-huh. Good. Good and good for you. Ice cream on top of it, of course, would make it that much better.
Ice cream would be great with that, actually.
Ice cream. Oh, yeah. Fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. All right, so let's see. Other food news here. McNuggets are now the healthy option. Let's dig into this. There's a parasite known as Cyclospora that's turned up in McDonald's salads the last couple of weeks. 163 people have gone to the hospital. No deaths reported yet, but the folks in the government investigation office have traced the illness to salads sold at McDonald's in Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, and South Dakota. So they are
not a lot of salads.
Yeah, well, they stopped selling them, and so they must be prepared at one location, and then they are distributed around. That's what they do. But who would have thought that McNuggets would be the healthier option of going to the store? I, under the circumstances, I don't know. I guess that I think it becomes old. Does it? Am I? Is it just me? We have these stories over and over and over again, and I just think maybe
salmonella and listeria and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
But you know what though? The truth is, I don't remember a time in my life where salmonella and listeria has dominated the news more than it has recently. So I know we talk about, like, yeah, it feels like overkill, but that's actually what's happening though in the world, and I don't understand why it's happening so much now. I don't, you know, there were always, remember the almonds? You couldn't eat the almonds from California however many years ago, and then spinach. No one could eat spinach for months. And that was, those are two kind of really big things that stand out in my mind. But now it's every week. It's multiple stories a week. You can't eat Ritz crackers. You can't eat animal crackers now. That's the newest one that got added. It's unbelievable. The list just keeps building and building.
So here's a list from parents.com that has been prepared to help parents who have no common sense at all. This is for those of you who want to know what the worst foods are for your children. Are you ready? You want to do the big voice announcer here? Somebody want to play the big voice announcer from number 10
Cara
to number 1.
Cara?
No,
the actual recorded one.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not being the big voice myself. I just have to find it somewhere.
Okay. Number 10. Somewhere in there, there's number 10.
Now, these are the top 10 worst foods for your kids?
The top 10 worst foods for your children. Ready?
Okay. Yep. Uh-huh.
Number 10. Toaster pastries.
Oh, those aren't delicious.
No, that's all sugar, right?
It's all sugar, yeah.
All sugar.
Pop-Tarts,
number 9.
Toaster.
Number 9. Soda. Pop. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Number 8.
Prepackaged lunches. No.
Number 7.
No. Juice flavored drinks.
Number 6.
Hot dogs.
Number 5.
Fruit leather.
What is it?
Fruit roll-ups.
Fruit leather. You know, those roll-ups.
Yeah, they call it fruit. Yeah.
They call it fruit leather, yeah.
Okay.
Number 4.
French fries.
Number 3.
Donuts.
Number 2.
Chips.
Number 1.
Chicken McNuggets.
Oh, man.
I'm actually surprised that soda is so far down that list. I would think that would be worse than chips, but, I guess now we know if you eat a bunch of hot Cheetos, then you have to get your gallbladder removed.
So. All right, so let's say, from the same magazine, the top 10 food items with the most antioxidants. All right, you ready? From number 10 to number 1.
Okay.
The top 10 food items with the most antioxidants.
Number 10.
Tea. A cup a day cuts the chance of heart disease in half. So life change tea that we talk about all the time really does.
That's great.
Enhance. Yeah, it really does.
It's good news.
Number 9.
Spinach.
Number 8.
Garlic.
Number 7.
Blueberries.
Number 6.
Salmon.
Number 5.
Whole grains.
Number 4.
Nuts.
Number 3.
Red grapes.
Number 2.
Olive oil.
Number 1.
This is amazing. I am absolutely shocked that tomatoes are the best source of lycopene, which fights prostate cancer, lung cancer, and stomach cancer. So if you have tomatoes in your diet regularly, you will not have those problems.
That's actually great because tomatoes are one of the easiest things to incorporate into a ton of different meals. Like blueberries, you can kind of just eat them on their own. Grapes, but tomatoes, you can put on pretty much everything. Sauce, pasta, whatever you want. It's great.
Yep. I thought you would enjoy that report. A lot of feedback. I get people who listen to the program who are, I suppose, in a sense, our own polling that send back things. They love it when we talk about farm and food and family and that sort of thing. So there's some helpful information, hopefully. I can't believe that parents don't know that, though.
Bad stuff,
Oh, my, how do you not know that? All right, coming up in a moment or two or three or four, a conversation about this weather that we're having. Extreme weather all around the country, in fact, all around the world. So we're going to see where it's worst and some of the things you can think about as to where to go. Where am I going to be safest if I'm going to travel for the rest of the summer? It's now 42 minutes after the hour on the DJV program. I'm so excited that you have decided to join me in trying to be healthy. A lot of people ask me questions about my using Calitrin. Again, it's at Doug Steffen on Twitter or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Calitrin is, in my opinion, in my experience, the number one choice for weight loss. I've never really gone on a weight loss program because I don't usually have. I mean, you look at me, you don't think this guy's got a weight problem because I really don't. I just am uncomfortable with that role that settles in because I'm not. I have a bad lower back, so I can't do sit-ups. And it's hard for me to do push-ups and that sort of thing, which are good when you do planks. That's really good for your stomach. But because my lower back is bad, it's not. That's really not an option for me, at least if I want to be intelligent. I'm not always intelligent with what I do with my body, but I'll tell you, the pain that comes from me doing those exercises is not worth it. So I need to find another way to work off or shake off that little roll that I get. And Calitran has become my choice for doing this. It's been around for 30 years. The essential active ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein, and is one of the, I think Jack Stockwell explained to us yesterday or the day before, the real reason this works is because it eats up, when you're adding muscle, it eats up the fat. And collagen, well, with a good exercise program, it'll do away with the fat because the collagen produces muscle from the fat, the protein that's in it, the peptides. I mean, Jack gets into the weeds too much, and half the time I don't understand what he's talking about. Either Karen and I, we listen to him because he's one of the smartest guys I know, and he goes off into these tangents about what makes it all work. I don't want to know why it works. I want to know it works. And I'm telling you, Calitrin works as a healthy choice for losing weight. That's the bottom line message. Order the product now by going to toploss.com. Special 10% offer. The deal is for the first three bottles, you get 10% off. Fourth bottle is free. Get on this program. It really is fabulous. So easy to do, too, and it's so proven. Look at the testimonials at their website, toploss.com. It works. You'll take my word for it, and then you'll try it, and you'll be telling other people, yep, Doug was right. You lose weight. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the special deal. Toploss.com. Lose the weight with Calitrin.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Bonnie Schneider is with us now, the DJV program, national television meteorologist, author of the book Extreme Weather, published by Macmillan. So, Bonnie, what are we up against here? We seem to be talking a lot about the heat. We're talking about the in New England, where I am, we haven't had a sunny day for a week, and it looks like it's going to be another week or more between now and maybe the middle to the end of next week, so we have the sun again. What the heck's going on?
Well, unfortunately, Doug, you know, we're dealing with this extreme weather. You mentioned New England. We're getting a lot of rain out there and cloudy conditions. It's quite a week with all the wet weather that we're experiencing. And the same system brought tremendous rain further south to Virginia just a few days ago. They had 7 inches of rain. So extreme weather, unfortunately, impacts all Americans. And Esurance actually did a survey where they interviewed 1,000 Americans. And what they found was, while 80% said, yes, I'm impacted by extreme weather, it's getting worse, only 17% of them said they actually feel prepared for the next unexpected natural disaster. And that's concerning. We know it's coming, but why aren't we preparing for it?
Why aren't we? What's the answer to that?
Well, the answer is, I think a lot of people tend to be feeling that if it's quiet, for example, during hurricane season, then, or they haven't had a storm, let's say, in several years, then they get complacent. But unfortunately, with so many Americans living on the coastline and the Gulf Coast and the Atlantic, and then out in California with wildfires, so many of us are impacted by extreme weather. So I think it's becoming better in that the communication has improved with, obviously, social media and all of us on smartphones, but it could be even more so, where people can take precautions to prepare for these events. I wrote a book called Extreme Weather, and what I found was all these people were just ordinary people caught in natural disasters, and one of the common factors was that particular day, they didn't check the weather before they ventured out, whether it was a camping trip and they got caught in a flood, or someone caught in a snowstorm for 10 hours sitting in a parked, you know, a car parked on the highway. So being weather aware is very, very important.
Well, it's hard not to be, and then you look around at the stats, Bonnie, you see that most people in the country at one point or another have experienced some kind of wild weather situation in the past few years. So you must have some tips. Looking at that book, Extreme Weather, there are tips that you have for people to be prepared, because it isn't just along the coast now, it's everywhere where these events are likely to take place.
That's right, with tornadoes and wind damage, absolutely, and even the flooding events. You know, we're seeing so many of these 300-year events happening more, you know, one after the other within just a few years in Houston, for example. So what can you do to prepare? Well, I would recommend using technology to prepare. And some of people might not be up to speed on what's available to them. And one of the main things you want to do, especially if you're a property or homeowner, is to use your smartphone or camera and take pictures of every room in the house. Go around the house, take pictures of your property, and do this every year so you have accurate records for insurance. It's so important that after disaster strikes that you're not struggling to remember, well, did I have this sitting in this room? What's been damaged? You'll have a record of it, and you can file your claim quickly and effectively. And also, you want to make sure that you have any electronic devices charged. I always say it's a good idea to have a car, have your car full of gas in case you want to evacuate quickly, and have communication between all family members. If there was an emergency, maybe have a point person that they could all contact outside of the town, outside of the area, so in case people get separated, which they might, and cell service goes down, you want to have Wi-Fi enabled calling on your phone. There are apps that you can download for that, and this way everybody can communicate, because once the chaos starts, that's when it gets really tricky reaching everyone.
All right, so the book is called Extreme Weather. The website is esurance.com/insights/smart technology. If you go to esurance.com, you'll find all of these tips. Lots of information. If the world is changing, you got to keep up with it. So a lot of great help there. Thank you, Bonnie. Good to have you here. The idea is to be prepared. And that's kind of, I don't see how you can do anything other than that. Bonnie Schneider here with Doug Steffen.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doesn't rise to the occasion when you hear the theme from Superman. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. People remember that. I get goosebumps when I even say that. I think about George Reeves as Superman on TV. Now there's news. Chucker has news from the Superman franchise. What did you say? It was 40 years ago? Yeah, it was 77, 78, wasn't it? When the first
1978. And the reason we played that clip is actually somebody reminded me that this year is the 40th anniversary of Richard Donner's Superman the movie, which came out not in the summer season because big studio films that they thought would be blockbuster material did not come out in the summertime at that period as much, although George started the trend in 75. But this was released December 15th, 1978. So in December, 40 years to that date, Superman the movie would have been released in theaters. And who would have thought that the first incarnation of the massive superhero movie, which was an epic film and a great movie, would turn into what we see now, one of the most popular ongoing genres in the history of motion pictures.
It's the same stuff. It's superhero films. People beating up on other people, the world blowing up. It's the same story.
It is the same formula.
Every single time. Why do you waste your time going to see them?
Really? That's a little bit being a naysayer, a little bit pessimistic, isn't
it? Maybe it sounds arrogant, but it still is the same. And I could say, I suppose, because yesterday I was talking about how I like to see most of the rock films, but it's the same. I suppose I could say the same thing for that when I think about it. It's
probably
the same story over and over again. Good guy, bad guy, and the good guy, the rock wins. Okay.
I'll tell you something interesting. When they were trying to cast this movie, ultimately they picked Lightning in a Bottle, which was Christopher Reeve as Superman, an unknown actor, and that turned out to be a perfect casting choice. But the studio really was looking for a big name, and some of the names that were bandied about to play Superman were Robert Redford, Paul Newman, James Caan, Nick Nolte. They even thought about Muhammad Ali playing Superman. Sylvester Stallone was interested in the role. I think they made the right choice with Christopher Reeve.
He had to start over again. He was in a soap opera or something. Isn't that where he had been before he was Superman? Do I remember that?
I'm not that sure of what soap opera he was in.
All right, so speaking of 40 years, we go back 40 years to find the first Halloween movie, and now who's become the star of Comic-Con in San Diego but Jamie Lee Curtis, who has been, what's the name of that, Carol? Laurie Strode. And she's recreating it again. Isn't there for Halloween this year another
What they're doing what they call revisionist history in movies. They're going to ignore, I think there's like 10 Halloween movies in the franchise overall. So they're going to ignore every single one of them except the original and do a direct, they've shot a direct sequel to the original John Carpenter film from 1978, which once again stars Jamie Lee Curtis as the character of Laurie Strode. It hits theaters this October. And I think if it's good, it's going to be a pretty big hit at the box office. There's going to be a lot of interest in that film.
Some guy,
you won't be online, though.
No, I won't see it. Some guy at Comic-Con said that he had an encounter with a knife-wielding home invader, and he used the same style of defense as Laurie Strode did in the movie. Who would think that through under that
story? What an amazing story.
Yes, it is, Trucker. All right, what else you got for us in the movie news?
Well, speaking of Comic-Con, some of the buzz that came out of that big convention last week in San Diego, the trailer to Warner Brothers' DC Aquaman, which I actually think another superhero film, which I actually think they cut a pretty good trailer. Also, DC Warner Brothers released a trailer to Shazam with actor Zachary Levi, very family-oriented, based on the trailer, playing it very safe, appealing to families. Almost looks like a G-rated movie. Also, released trailers, Godzilla, King of All Monsters. Actually, it looks pretty good. And once again, The Walking Dead on AMC got a lot of buzz at this convention with them announcing Andrew Lincoln, who plays the lead character Rick Grimes, will exit the show after 9 seasons. There's still a lot of speculation. What's going to happen with his character? Will he be killed off? Will he just disappear? Will he come
back
in a few years? Honestly, if they kill him off, I think creatively it's a massive blow to the series. So I'm just going to guess somehow he's going to disappear and reemerge a year or two later back on the show in some form. That's what I hope plays out. Yeah.
My God, I hope so, too. I don't know. I won't be able to get a good night's sleep until that gets resolved. Thank you, Chucker, for bringing it up. The news from the world of DVDs, videos, Chucker's the man. Chuck Curry with Doug.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.